I definitely think it's helpful to have just people skills in any capacity is definitely a plus. We have to speak with families all the time, and that's a huge part of what we do. So being able to, know how to speak to people and what's appropriate, and to also be direct but empathetic is important.
Chelsea, what's the biggest challenge to having interns around the office when you're working as an investigator?
I would say just understanding what their capabilities in terms of the communication of what they can and can't do, and kind of just remembering that they're there. It sounds silly, but like approaching them, and not so much myself, but maybe partners of, okay, I'm going out on this call. I'm going to bring her along or bring him along, and really buckling down and committing that time to basically explain, what you're doing and why you're doing it, and kind of bringing them, under your wing, so to speak, and having them assist you in that process.
I agree with Chelsea. I think it's important. I'm a big picture person, so explaining the why and the big picture is very important. And that's why I restructured the program to rotate through every department in the medical examiner's office, even if it's something as simple as filing our cases, just to understand why we are doing every step that we do and how it all comes together is very important. And that's one of the best things I took away from my internship in Las Vegas was, there were times where I was like, oh, this is boring. I'm doing 8 hours of filing today. But I realize how important it is to be able to put your hands on every aspect of the office. And that's why I have them do the same thing, just to understand and explain the why to them. Keep them engaged, but don't throw too much at them at once. It's a fine balance.
I think that's so important because, like, that's truly how you learn as like an individual. And if you're able to like say, this is what we do and this is why we do it, and give them context to an overarching idea, then that's really how you learn as an individual, I think, for a lot of things.
Chelsea, certainly to your point, and Corey, even I think a little to your point, obviously, medical legal death investigation, medical examiner, coroner offices have been really challenged the last few years with rising overdose deaths and the COVID crisis. Has that at all impacted the internship programs at all?
I would say that COVID probably impacted everything the most in our office. It was just so insanely busy on a daily basis that I believe we did take one semester off from having interns at all, just because the workload was so high and it would have been very difficult to also work with an intern while trying to do all these COVID cases. Plus, it was the matter of we don't want extra people in the office if we don't need to have them right now because of COVID-19. So I would say that impacted the program, the internship program, more than anything thus far.
As we wrap up, if someone is out there thinking, I want to create an intern program for my medical examiner office, or I want to bring interns into my coroner's office, is there one or maybe even two lessons that you learned from your internship experiences that can help that medical examiner coroner office develop their intern program?
Yes, I would say just make sure to not get tunnel vision and just only have them focus on the medical legal death investigator aspect. Like I said, having the big picture, having them rotate through every department of the office is important for them to understand why we do our job the way we do, how everything is interconnected. And that's what I would recommend, is keeping them engaged with projects, wide variety of exposure to autopsy, on-scene work, admin even, and just keeping them well-rounded throughout the whole process.
Yeah, I like what Corey said, because not everyone goes to, different departments. So I felt very like privileged in that I could go to both. And I feel like they really worked well together. So kind of like what Corey said, understanding the big picture, understanding how we work as an organization, as opposed to, like you mentioned, the tunnel vision of just this and that sort of thing.
it's helpful to have them work a case from start to finish. You know, they see every aspect of that case from the time the phone call comes in to responding to the scene, to then viewing the autopsy of that decedent, to then seeing the follow-up work, and then the case closure and filing and speaking with family. Just working that case start to finish is important for them to grasp.
As we're wrapping up, Chelsea, do you have any last minute parting thoughts?
All I can think of is that kind of just to the overarching idea of like how important an internship is. I really think it kind of took the nerves away from like when I was actually applying for the job and just really understanding how we function.
And I'll add to that, I think it also is a great opportunity for people to find out that it probably isn't the right career for them. You know, you can do this internship and realize that is absolutely not what I thought it was going to be. It's nothing like it is on television. And that is not what I want to do someday. And I'm going to go become something completely different in the world and make my impact differently. Thank you, Chelsea and Corey, for sitting down with Just Science to discuss all of the work you are currently doing within the MDI community.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to like and follow Just Science on your podcast platform of choice. For more information on today's topic and resources in the forensic field, visit forensiccoe.org. I'm Kelly Keyes, and this has been another episode of Just Science.
Next week, Just Science sits down with Lindsay McNaughton to discuss autopsy technicians. Opinions or points of views expressed in this podcast represent a consensus of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of its funding.